These groups met for, you know, maybe 4 months, 5 months, and it was described by people as taking nearly every idea to improve education and vacuuming it up. So they had all these ideas, and then the group worked on it, and Gardner was the head of it. It was called the Gardner Task Force. Any history of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act will begin with that. And they came up with the outlines and a lot of the specifications of what became the 1965 Elementary and Secondary Education Act. So it was not done by the U.S. Office of Education. It was done by an outside group, and Johnson wanted these things secret in that he didn't want people saying, going out and saying, well, they didn't. He didn't take my advice, you know, and so there was to be no public report, and you were sworn to secrecy. So,
who was on the task force?
Yeah, well, there were several people. Frank Keppel was on it, who became the Office of Education head. Ralph Tyler, an eminent educator, was on it. The president of University of Minnesota, Meredith Wilson, was on it. They looked at higher education as well, and I didn't pay very much attention to that. So there were two of us that worked on K-12, and they really outlined a massive new federal program, which, of course, Johnson wanted very much. He had been a school teacher in Stonewall, Texas, and he indeed signed the Elementary and Secondary Education Act in the classroom that he taught in second grade, with his second grade teacher in Stonewall, Texas. So this was really a strong thing.